tribulation time we've been talking about. I tell you what, the more I study about what the Lord has for this world, it's frightening. I don't know why people don't read the book of Revelation and find out what's in store, and then look at what's the condition of our world today, because we're very close to all this coming to pass, folks. People don't even realize God's judgment is really coming. Revelation chapter 18 is where we're going to focus today in your Bible. You need your Bible open today. We're kind of going through a little bit different from a normal type message maybe, but we want to see what's the Lord's promise in this world, because they won't listen to Him. We're standing on the verge of it, I believe. Last time we talked about in Revelation the destruction of spiritual Babylon. All the religions of the world are going to be destroyed in the tribulation time. In fact, the Antichrist himself is going to turn on all the religions and destroy them all so that he can be worshipped. That's what's going to happen in the tribulation. This wicked man is coming. He may be in the world today. Well, there's sure a lot of wicked ones anyway, isn't there, Brother Chavis? There's a lot of wicked ones the devil could pick from today, I tell you that. Today we're going to be talking about the destruction of commercial Babylon. That is the world system that everybody's chasing after today. The world system. Commercial Babylon. Think about it just a minute with me. Have you ever noticed how the big businesses of the world, our country and even at the world at large, big businesses, how yoked they have become? They're anti-God. Their values, their morals are just down in the gut. They support anything ungodly. I remember when you could go to Lumberton, in fact, even Robinson County, in fact, the whole country for maybe a little bit before me, you know, liquor was kind of strange. It was the Kennedys that brought liquor to the country. President Kennedy's daddy, their family, they brought the liquor over here. You see what that's done to the country. But the big businesses, they support everything that's anti-God today. Look how Disney has done. That's just one example. But your drink companies, your car companies, and other companies, the values you and I hold dear and precious because of this book here, they're against. Can I tell y'all a secret? God's going to destroy them. That's what we're going to talk about today, and it's going to happen in the tribulation time. Now, we read a lot of scripture, but I want you to, you need to read it. You might have not read it lately. But in Revelation chapter 18, John says, "After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory." Think about an angel like that now. "And he cried with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations, get that, all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich with the abundance of her delicacies. Big businesses, church, has made a fortune off of poor, helpless people. You just stop and think about it. And we needed their products, so we were at a disadvantage. You know the old saying, to have you over the barrel? Well, their products have been made cheap, especially today's day. Back used to years ago, you could get some of the major products. They'd last 20, 30 years. That same product today will last maybe 8 or 10. Look at how cheap clothes are made today. I got clothes in my coffin, I got clothes in my closet. They're old, but they're just as good as the day I bought them. But a lot of the clothes you buy today, you get it home and you look, and there's threads are coming out of them. They're thin, cheap. They learn how to make it cheap. You know why? You got to go back and buy some more. It's deliberate, church. God's going to get rid of them one day. That's what I'm talking about. You know, not only are they made cheap, the warranties. You try to use the warranty on them a lot of times, and you'll spend more money trying to get them to make their warranty good, if they'll ever do make it good. They're overpriced. Their products are overpriced. You would cry right now if you knew the people that made a lot of products in other countries that were paid hardly nothing. They were forced to make those products. Slave labor. So that somebody could make a fortune. And God knows all about it. They got rich. They're getting rich. They are rich. That's the commercial Babylon, the world system of today. The Apostle John foresaw the utter destruction of Western civilization in the last days. The sin of greed will bring the last judgment of God. I may have told y'all this. It's worth repeating though, to show my point. Several years ago, I ran out of my aftershave lotion. I started using Old Spice when I was 16. My aunt recommended it, and so I did. So I went to the store the other day, 2 years or so ago, get me some Old Spice. I was out. And there I set my box up there on the shelf, you know, like normal. Got me a box of Old Spice. I got home with it, put it in the cabinet. When I got ready to use it, I took the box down, opened it up, went to get my bottle out. I had to look again. You know what was in that box? Nearly half of it was a piece of cardboard and a zip, like a Z. And stuck down in a crack was a little bottle of Old Spice. Brother Chambers is grinning over there. He knows what I'm talking about, don't you, Brother Chambers? Y'all seen this stuff, you know what they're doing, don't you? They make you think you're buying more than you're getting, and the price is even jacked up. I want to tell you folks, God is going to deal with them. He said, I'll deal with them. He deals with with him in his time, and it's me that wants to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? But we're not allowed to deal with them. That's God's department. That's God's department. Apocalyptic Babylon would be burned to the ground, the Word of God says. Its business, merchandise, entertainment industries, its slave labor, sex trade, liquor, drugs, etc., will all go up in smoke. All in 1 hour, the Bible tells us, and we'll see that today. In 1 hour, God's going to take care of the whole deal, brother. Look down at verse 4 in chapter 18. I heard another voice from heaven crying, or saying, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven." God's noticing how these merchants are treating you and me, folks. God's not just overlooking what's going on around us today. We think we're just, you know, we're just helping. No, God's getting a record of it. He's going to bring vengeance. God says, "For her sins have reached the heaven." Oh, God calls it sin what they're doing. "And hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Double unto her, double according to her works in the cup which she has filled to her double." In other words, pay her back double for the way she's treated us and others. "How much she hath glorified herself, living deliciously." You know, they're just a grinning when they tally up their profits at the end of the day. They're just a grinning, folks. And let me just throw in something extra I thought about. Thank you, Lord, for that thought. At Christmas, they're using my Lord's birthday to get rich. And they don't even want Merry Christmas mentioned. It's a happy holiday for them. Amen. Amen. "How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow now give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit the queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the word God, the Lord God who judges her." Her days come, and right now they're just enjoying life to the highest. They're just so glad how they have got it. You know, they got it approved by so-and-so to treat us this way and that way. In other words, they got it legal. But God says, in 1 hour, I'm going to take care of the law. It's all going to be burned up. The scriptures are warning God's people, don't be like commercial Babylon filled with pride and greed and selfishness. We're called to get out of Babylon. That is, don't live like Babylon. Don't live like the way they are living. We're to be different. The scriptures warn, don't be like Babylon, because her judgment is coming. This is one of the problems today with many Christians, I hate to say, who are living just like the lost world. They live just like the lost world. You'd be surprised. You go down yonder in the stores right now during this church hour and find so many, they would say, "I'm a Christian." They would. They don't read their Bible. They're not supporting the local church. They don't go to church faithfully. They always got some reason they don't have to go to church. I just can't live for everybody. In other words, too many Christians are living just like the world today. They say they're Christians. But I tell you what, they might get shocked when they die, some of them. The Bible says, love not the world to us Christians, neither the things that are in the world. Don't live for the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. We're called to live for Jesus, not the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:15 through 17. We've been called to live for the Lord, church, not to get rich, not to be famous, not to be powerful. Live for Jesus, then let him put us where he wants us. And he wants us in different places, doing different things, but for him. Amen? While Babylon will be destroyed by God, Babylon will also be will destroy the testimony of those Christians who live worldly like her. We have seen God is going to rid the world of the Babylon religious system, and he's going to judge commercial Babylon for how they have took advantage of people to enhance their own selfish greed as they have lived in godless luxury. All this is in the future. The one world religions will be gone. Commercial Babylon will be gone. Jesus Christ will be sitting on the throne. Amen. Look in verse 9 of chapter 18. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. When the big businesses and the politicians and the rich crowd see all this going on in that day to come, standing afar off with the fear of her torment, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth her merchandise anymore. They'll have all of it burned up and gone, and nothing now for sale when God gets done with this world system that has so took advantage of the peoples, and especially the people of God. Boy, I tell you what, folks, isn't this something? Look at verse 12. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, of pearls and fine linens, purple, silk, scarlet, fine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, of brass, iron, and marble, cinnamon and odors, ointments, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, beasts, sheep, horses, chariots, slaves, souls of men, and the fruit that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. All this luxury and high quality items. That was the pride of these merchants and of the world system. God just got rid of all of it in 1 hour. That's what's going to take place. Things are just not going to keep going like they're going. It's just in 1 hour it's all going to change. 1 hour. And you know what? All the militaries in the world can't stop it. Amen? My goodness, folks. The corrupt politicians and big business leaders and others are finally having to face the judgment of God. You know, we look today, and I have for years now, and seen all of our crooked politicians getting by with their evil. You just can't catch them. They always got a way to escape. There's always some crooked judge or lawyer or something that keeps them from being brought to justice. They gonna be brought to justice by the judge, folks. They're not going to escape forever. Yeah, God's going to close their businesses for good. When all these evil people see their wealth destroyed, they're going to cry like babies. Because they don't have anything left. I want you to turn over to chapter 19, I think it is. I heard a voice of much people saying, "Hallelujah, salvation, glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgment, for he hath judged the great whore," that was spiritual Babylon, "which did corrupt the earth with her fornication. He's avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." And again they said, "Hallelujah," and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sitteth on the throne, saying, "Hallelujah. Amen." Here, commercial Babylon crying like babies, they will have nothing to fall back on. There'll be nobody to help them. And verse 20 of chapter 18 went on and said, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets of God, for God hath avenged you on her." God's going to take vengeance on commercial Babylon. In verse 21 he says, "A mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and he cast it into the sea. Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down." That city Babylon stands as symbolic for commercial Babylon. "And she shall be found no more." Over the years, God's people have been abused and used by the rich and the powerful, but now judgment has come, and they have lost all that they had achieved. They've lost all they achieved. Their big mansions, their yachts, their planes, their vacation homes, their businesses, their places of gambling in their bar rooms, their nightclubs, their places of fornication have suddenly been burned up and destroyed. Now they have nothing left, and they're reduced to poor lost souls without God, and now they're without hope. Won't that be something, folks? They had everything and lost it all. And hell is full of people like that right now, and more on the way. more on the way. Verse 22 of chapter 18 says, "And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more in all thee." In other words, business is closed down. "The light of a candle shall shine no more in thee, and the voice of a bridegroom or the bride shall no more be heard at all in thee. No more marriages. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorcerers were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets, of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. They were guilty of the death of many of God's people. But now God has taken everything they had." That's destined to come. And all that needs to happen is for suddenly the church to be raptured out. Then the 7-year tribulation would begin. The Antichrist would come. And 7 years, God would start eliminating all unsaved people off the earth by destroying them all. And finally, Jesus would come and set up his kingdom. That's what's going to be happening. All we're waiting on now is for us to be raptured, and all this will start. And the Bible says it could happen at any moment. It could happen at any moment. Now let's go to chapter 19, where I got out of place a while ago. Because in chapter 19, we're going to see destruction of spiritual Babylon and commercial Babylon will cause heaven to erupt with praise to God. And heaven, when all this is accomplished with the destruction of spiritual and commercial Babylon, the end of the tribulation is coming. And in heaven, there's going to be a great celebration of worship and praise. What a great day has come for the earth, because the justice of God has come upon the enemies of God and of his people. So today we look about us today and life looks hard and discouraging. Sometimes even hopeless, don't it? Sometimes we just don't know what's going to happen. Well, God's got it all under control. Just like our Sunday school lesson, "The just shall live by faith." We just keep trusting the Lord. He's keeping a record of all the evil that's going on against us. He's going to deal with them, folks. They're not getting by. Now let's look in chapter 19 at verse 1. Let's go there now, because this is where we can enjoy some at least. "After these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgment, for he's judged that great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah." So there's great praise in heaven when all this is accomplished. But now we see something else, a different scene. While all this destruction is going on the earth, the tribulation time with the Antichrist, people being slaughtered, all the plagues and the judgments and the horrors of 7 years in this world with the devil, the demons, and the wrath of God going on in this world? You know what's going on in heaven? We that was raptured are going to a wedding. We're fixed to get married. Do you know you're going to get married? To the Lamb of God. Amen. Look at verse 5 of chapter 19. And a voice came out of heaven saying, praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, or praise the Lord, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. What does this mean? God's been for the last 2,000 years calling a people out of the world to be his special people. We're going to be what is known as the bride of Christ. We're going to always be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We got a special home called the New Jerusalem, where we will live with the Lord for eternity. And here is taking place in heaven while the tribulation is going on, this wedding. And it's going to be something else, folks. John said that the Lord said unto me, write. He's told to write this down so we'd know about it. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're not only going to get married, we're going to eat too. We're going to have a feast too. Amen. You can eat all you want. Amen. Yeah, it won't put any pounds on you. Amen. Amen. I could use a few pounds myself. I've lost so many. He said, blessed are they which are called. If you've been saved, you're going to the wedding and you're going to the supper. Won't that be something? You ladies won't even have to cook. Amen, Miss Mary. You won't have to cook. Amen. Amen. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Listen to that. God just signed his name to it. And I fell at his feet to worship him. The Apostle John said he fell down to worship the Lord when he was told to write this down. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brother that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus fell at this angel feet to worship him, and he was told, don't worship an angel, worship the Lord. In closing, listen to this today. We who make up the church of Jesus after the rapture are going to be brought up to the judgment seat of Christ to see who qualifies for rewards. That's the first thing that's going to happen after the rapture. The tribulation will be going on down here. We'll be up there. We'll be being examined to see how faithfully we serve the Lord and if we get a reward or not. And then it will be determined who gets rewards and what those rewards will be. This will be followed by the grandest wedding of all times. No expense barred. Everything that's needed. I mean, all the riches to carry out this wedding is going to be taking place and afforded by the Lord God that's given his son, the bride, the church, to be his bride. The bride, which is the redeemed church, will be the most beautiful in all her holiness. Folks, you're going to look good one more time. Amen? J. Vernon McGee said that he's performed hundreds and hundreds of weddings. And old McGee said, you know, every girl at a wedding was beautiful. He'd never seen an ugly bride. So that's the way to be when we get there. We're going to be the most beautiful bride for the Lord, folks. Now, this is not a sex thing, folks. This is a relationship. We're going to be with the Lord. Amen? So the bride will be the redeemed church, make up of all saved people. And we'll be the most beautiful in our holiness. We're going to be so holy, folks, just like the Lord. We're going to be dressed in snowy white righteous garments. Boy, they'll be so white and pure. And we'll be presented to the Son of God as His bride for eternity. Wherever the Lord is at, we'll be with the Lord. That'll be our relationship, folks. And He has prepared a mansion for us. And you can read about it over in Revelation chapter 20. We're not going to get into that today. You don't want to miss next Sunday's sermon, do you? Next Sunday's the sermon we've been waiting for. It's going to be so wonderful. We've tried to just lightly go through this tribulation time of what the world can expect and what's going to happen. And the final analysis is this. God's going to destroy all the unsaved people. It's going to be the most horrible time the world has ever known. And yet at the same time, there'll be more people saved during that time than probably any time in history, maybe. Because God loves people. He wants people to be saved. And if anybody will call on the Lord, they can get saved. But you got to repent of your sin. You got to know you're a sinner. If you don't know you're a sinner, you can't be saved. But if you know you're a sinner, and God says you're a sinner, you'll ask the Lord to forgive you and save you. He'll save you. Then you start serving Him, learning about Him. Ask Him to use your life. And He'll bless you beyond your expectations, folks. That's for sure. Loving God, thank you for this day, this hour, this opportunity. What an awesome God. Though we're mistreated today, though we're taking advantage of today, you're keeping a record of it. And you say you're going to deal with all those that have carried out injustice against the people of God. And in today's thoughts today, we see that promise being fulfilled. Challenge our hearts. Help us to be faithful. And I pray, Lord, for the coming of the Son of God to receive us unto thyself in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.